inspiration, transformation, success stories, and the Imperfect Action Round, 7 days a week. Join Mario Ficini for today's Expert Authority Effect interview.
Well, it's a new year, and I'm very excited to be bringing this New Year's message to you today on January 1st, and it is, it's been a long day. I just got back from last night's party. I didn't even want to have my tie completely done or anything. I just wanted to relax a little bit and share this with you. I'm totally joking. If you listened or watched to yesterday's episode, you'll know that I wasn't feeling fantastic, and it took every ounce of everything I had to bring you yesterday's message. But I was committed to doing it, and the show must go on. And you are on my heart, and today is no different. It's January 1st, 2021, and as much as I love having great guests on all the time, and I really do love making evergreen content because I know that there's people listening from 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, and beyond, and it's just astonishing to me that if you treat this like an asset, it can be. It's not just, oh, I have something to say and I'm doing it on video or audio or writing it. It's like this, you know, my books have been around ages, and it's why I love helping people with it. It's like, what is your message? Who do you want to help? It can live on forever if you do it properly. And I'm very thankful for that. So I had something I wanted to talk about. Are those things still going? There was something I wanted to talk about, and it was something I'm going to do on a different episode because it's not what's on my heart, because it doesn't frankly matter. And it's going to be a great episode. It's going to be on the ultimate success, how to achieve your ultimate success specifically this year. But I don't want you to get it confused with another resolution or something like that. And I'm just thankful I can sit up. I haven't dressed up in a while. I felt like crap. Literally, I was alone on New Year's in a towel. I was not in this. I see pictures of people dressing up and just having fun and everything, and it really, frankly, sucked. And it gave me some time to reflect, and I was just like, first off, what a difference a day can make. Second off, prayer is powerful. I have been praying nonstop to remove all infirmity from my body. Probably my own fault for eating the dozens of cookies and all the other crap that I'm not used to. And maybe it was an insulin shock and sugar or whatever. I don't know the whole story. And frankly, I don't care because I walk in perfect health and God's got me. Done deal. But what a difference a day can make. Because I literally feel like what happened yesterday was light years away. I got to do something about this. This one, I'll do that for a few seconds. I have something very special I'm changing this to, and I'm just going to shut up, I think. Because I wanted to talk about, you know, how to make the best. And it's like, I love that and I get that and I talk about it all the time. And I have some of the best guests on the show, and you know that. But really, if you had one day left, if this was your last year, if this was the last day, if this was your last moment, what would it boil down to? And I can promise you, I would not be going well, how can I don't know, XYZ with the business or ABC with the stats. None of that ultimately matters, but they are all stepping stones on the way to that. And I'll give you a hint, because this is why I'm excited about it. So many people define things a certain way, like, oh, he or she is successful because of XYZ. And it's interesting because everyone I talk to always seems to be shooting for something more, even though we're already at a level that others are aspiring to. And I just thought about it and I go, what does it mean to you? And there's some things I want to share on that, but that's ultimately, again, that's what it's, those are all world views. World views. Okay. And that's not what is on my heart. I am so thankful I feel 10 times better today. And I missed my friends last night. I'm thankful for all the messages and pictures and text and things that I even woke up to, whether it was last night, today. It's just been weird. And whenever stuff weird happens, you can either go, why is this happening, and freak out, or go, how is this here to serve me? And maybe it's because I've been so focused on so few things, and it's all working out. It's not ironic that the things that are going well is everything I focused on, but the question is, should I have been focusing on it? Which led me to, what is your ultimate success? And all of that, but none of that actually matters. And 2020 was interesting. You might still be recovering from it. You still might be suffering from it. You might be growing tremendously from it. And here's the kicker. None of it matters. I have friends all over the world that are telling me both sides of the coin. And I want the best for all of them. And I thought about, what do I do every day for you? What do I really want? And the answer is, not for you to 2x or 5x or to, I mean, I say this with a grain of salt, but the reality is I want to pray for you. I do pray for you. And no matter if you're in a good spot, a great spot, or horrible spot, there's one thing we all have in common, and it is prayer. And it has nothing to do with success. It has, well, it has everything to do with it, but it has nothing to do with it, because it's nothing that you can do. You can't work so well that you're going to get, and you can accept it. That's about all you can do. That's about all you can do. If you're the most successful person on earth or the least successful, it doesn't matter. Levels the playing field, evens the playing field. And that's what I'm going to do. So now that I'm not distracted by the fireworks in the background, and if you're listening to this, there's some cool graphics on the video. Check them out on the show notes page. But I did like, I'll cue them up one more time because, and I'll do this. Where is it? Bah. They just look, I'm very thankful because I didn't, this is one year I did not get to celebrate the way I really wanted to, but it was a blessing. I'm not going to dwell on it, but I thought about it, and what I did get to do was, I think, even more impactful and more special, because it's tough for me because I love people and I want to be around them, but I'm also always aiming 5, 10, 20 years down the road, and right now we're going to do what I designed this whole thing for. There we go. As I was saying, it doesn't matter if you have all the money in the world or none. 2020 was great. 2020 was horrible. It's a new year, and I'm thankful for that, but it also doesn't matter. No matter what you're going through, I want you to know you're not alone. And maybe that's why I wasn't feeling good yesterday, because you could visibly see it. and I could feel it like I have never before in my life. And I wasn't worried about the show stats or the SEO or anything or this and that. I just was thinking about family, friends, the ones I've lost, the ones I couldn't be with. And it's real interesting when nothing is going right, what gets very hyper clear. And if that's the reason I wasn't feeling well, so I can bring this to you, then by all means, God, use me in any which way to serve more people. If we could not do that one, I'd appreciate it. But if it needs to be in tens of thousands and millions of people are changed because of it, I'm still here. It sucked, but I could tolerate it again. So, no matter where you're at in life right now, I want to say a prayer for 2021, even though I made a joke about it yesterday, that no matter what your background is, Jesus, no matter what their background is, whether they believe in you or don't, whether they did and lost their path, whether they never had it growing up and are just finding you, give them the strength in 2021. And I want to add myself in here. It's real easy for me to pray for everyone else and take care of everyone else, but I one thing I've lacked is taking care of myself. Clearly that was an example of this week, if I learned nothing else. So I want to be included in this too. And Father, thank you for removing any and all infirmity from my finances, emotions, mentality, spirituality, physicality, and relationships. I pray for every listener, everyone watching, for everyone that hears this message, for everyone who experiences me, that you remove any and all infirmity from their finances, emotions, mentality, spirituality, physicality, and relationships. Father, I ask you to take off any weight from my finances, emotions, mentality, spirituality, physicality, and relationships. Anyone that hears this, sees this, is going through something I don't know all but you do. I want them to feel you and know you are always with them no matter what, like I do. And I'm going to continue to pray for everyone every day privately, but I figured that what a great day and what a great year to do it publicly. Father, I pray for Isaiah 54:17, which states, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." I want everyone else to know that that is true for them too. If you want to repeat with me, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper," I invite you to. I'm very glad this is on video. It's live and it's recorded, because you can go back, and if you ever need this and know you're not alone, I want you to know that. Father, I pray for the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, to go into battle and to not retreat. For 2 Timothy 1:7, that states, "For God hath not given us a power." For 2 Timothy 1:7, that is 2 Timothy 1:7, that tells us. Maybe I'm not supposed to say that one. I want everyone to know they can speak boldly as they ought to speak. For all my friends who don't believe, that they find you. For all the ones who do, to speak boldly as they ought to speak, for they are our ambassador in arms. For 2 Timothy 1:7, that states, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." For Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." For Philippians 4:19, "God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory," and he always does. If you have infirmity, that it goes away in any part of your body. If you feel great, I pray that you want to give more to other people. Because what's the point? You can't take it with you. I pray that your heart opens up. If you never had anyone listen to you, and maybe you're working and you've built something substantial up, good for you for the time, the determination, for everything you've put into it. But maybe, just maybe, it's not for your glory, but for God's, so you can share it with other people. For whatever you're feeling, for whatever you are growing up with, if you had no parents and they were gone, that you know you have a Father in heaven. If you grew up in the church and you just saw it as hypocritical, that you see that there's good people. Father, I ask you for more great guests for Expert Authority Effect interviews, that you lead them to me, and it is abundantly clear in a matter of seconds that I know they should be on the show or not, so there's no confusion in my mind, so I can bring the absolute best to your followers, so they can hear. And for anyone who shouldn't be on the show, that maybe I think they would be good, maybe they were on the list originally, and for whatever reason, they self-selected themselves out, continue to give me the strength to be okay with it, because there's already been dozens of them. I don't know everything, but I'm here. The show isn't going anywhere, and there's going to be more people that are impacted by it. So while we may talk about business and entrepreneurship and all these things every other day of the year, not every other day, but a good portion of it, that I don't ever want it to get to the point where the success and the business and the money and the profits, all of those are yours. We're simply borrowing them. And I want everyone listening to know that you shouldn't be struggling on earth, that you came here so we could have life and life more abundantly, but not because it's by our will, but by yours. Thank you for letting this flow through me so easy and effortlessly that I don't need to read from a teleprompter, because there'd be no way with my eyes shut anyhow. And giving me this conduit and the vision and everything, because this is, yesterday was the hardest episode I've ever done, and today is by far the easiest. I thank you for this opportunity. I pray for everyone in Expert Authority World. I pray that this year is centered around you and all aspects of it, in governments, in civilian life, in personal and private and everything. And we see something miraculous this year that we haven't seen in the last 100 years. And I have no doubt we already are, with those who have the eyes to see and ears to hear. But it only gets amplified tenfold. And this really is our best decade on the face of planet Earth ever. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My eyes are really adjusting. We are still live. This seems to be good. I'm going to just not say too much, and we're just going to leave that on a high note right there. So it worked. Well, Expert Authority World, with that, we have another great episode here today. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. And God bless. You're already the expert, but have you transformed your expertise into a tangible asset that will generate and qualify leads while increasing profit for you 24/7? And if so, how well are you promoting it? With the Expert Authority Effect publishing method, it's easier and faster than ever. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com today to learn the 7 steps to publish and promote your nonfiction lead and profit-generating business book in 8 weeks. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com to get started now. Once again, that's freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com. Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you got a lot out of it. I know I sure did. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to subscribe to the show. And also be sure to check out eainterviews.com for complete show notes, the full interview video experience, links to the resources we mentioned, and more. Have a blessed day, and I'll see you tomorrow.